Sure. So as the president made clear when he first came in, the United States is fully committed to the enduring defeat of ISIS and the pushback on terrorism. And we've had some dramatic success. There was the elimination of the ISIS's physical caliphate. So they went from 41,000 square miles, I think, down to zero. The challenge with terrorist organizations is they persist, right? Even in the absence, each of these organizations maintains some level of activity, and if you don't stay on top of it, they grow and they spread, and we see that in different regions of the world. So we will continue to maintain the presence, the pressure to prevent the reemergence. We will do this heavily through allies and partners, making sure that they are trained and equipped for this challenge, because at the end of the day, most of these terrorist organizations, their first and immediate targets are the countries they're in and the civilians who live in those regions, and being able to work with the host nation to deal with that, to keep that down, is a significant and important mission.
One of the most interesting developments recently was some reporting that indicates some elements that are part of both al-Qaeda and ISIS have found common ground. What's your view on this possibility of ISIS and al-Qaeda working together?
So generally at the higher level, many of these organizations are competitors. They don't necessarily get along, but the types of people they recruit in some cases are willing to move from one organization to another. It also makes it difficult in dealing with them in that their ability to necessarily control their entire structure is limited. But I think what you see is there are some individuals whose motivations cause them to be able to move from one organization to the other, and that creates a different dynamic for the way they operate and the way we deal with them.
So in other words, a guy that might be with one terror organization might find an opportunity with another one and then moves over to that other terror group and says, hey, you know, I've got better opportunities over here. Maybe you should think about coming over here with us. Is that what you're thinking about?
Well, again, if they're motivated in part by the terrorist nature of the organization they're in, if the other one's engaging in similar terrorist activities, they may find that one more appealing. And so when one of the terrorist groups, if they're either being defeated or they back down, some of their members may move. And so this is where, there are others who have more expertise in this than I do, but that's one of the challenges, which is they have a recruiting side of their function that complicates their management of their terrorist operations.
One more question on terrorism and we'll move on. In Africa, in the Middle East, which for many years has been sort of two of the hot spots when it comes to terrorism. Of course, there's Afghanistan as well. How would you assess the ability of U.S. Special Forces and all of the forces specifically in those regions to do that kind of work, to deal with that? You know, we know some pretty tragic things have happened in Niger and other places over the years, but, you know, the folks in the military know that going in. How would you assess the current state of readiness to deal with those kinds of issues in those places? And that some of that stuff seems to be evolving in some of those places because of the skill sets and technology for the terrorists.
So first of all, U.S. Special Forces are exceptional. Their skill, their professionalism, their level of training, the technologies they have at their disposal, they are a lethal force capable of devastating action, and the folks that they face, the terrorist organizations, come to terms with that on a regular basis. The challenge is, any form of combat operation is dangerous. And so even when you have all of the tools and advantages on your side and the training, things can go wrong. People can get killed. I mean, this is just the high-risk nature of the mission they undertake and the bravery that they take to every one of these engagements. And so I have great confidence in their capability. But as we talked about earlier, the struggles that generate some of these terrorist organizations and others have roots that are often difficult to resolve and involve heavy engagement with the host nation to be able to address and resolve those, to undermine the underlying motivations for these activities.
Deputy Secretary of Defense David Norquist, J.J. Green, WTOP News.